This podcast is hosted on podhome.fm, an intelligent podcasting platform that you can use to host unlimited shows and episodes and have unlimited downloads. Podhome comes with many intelligent features, like Podhome AI, which automatically creates transcripts, chapters, suggests titles, show notes, detects people, and creates clips. You can use Podhome AI unlimited for all your episodes and all your shows. Go check it out and start your free 7-day trial at podhome.fm.
Premillennial, pre-tribulational, dispensational, independent, and standing on the inspired, preserved Word of God, the King James Bible as our final authority, this is the Sword of the Spirit podcast with your host and Bible teacher, Joseph Russiello. Take your Bible, sit back, and join us as we open and study the Word of God. And now, here's your host.
Well, hey there, folks. This is Joe Russiello, and it is great to be with you once again as we open up and study the precious Word of God, your King James Bible. And you know, folks, as always, wherever and whenever you find yourself listening to us, it's always, always, always my prayers that you also find yourself in the grace and in the mercy of our Lord and Savior, the Lord Jesus Christ. Welcome to the Sword of the Spirit podcast. All right. Hey, folks, we are live once again. At least we think we're live, but we are live once again from the Asylum Studios here in the pimple on the backside of Texas, the beautiful city of Eagle Pass. Well, folks, it's another Thursday night. It's Friday night. It's Friday night, folks. That's right. And we're going to have our Thursday night Bible study, the Friday edition tonight. Let me tell you what had happened. So last night, we set up the studio. First of all, got a late start because of a work commitment and didn't get out of work until after 7 o'clock. And by the time we got back here, it was already approaching the 7:30 mark. So we decided to do the show a little bit late. We set everything up. We hit that go button, that on-the-air button, and everything was great. Started the show, had a whole bunch of you guys tuned in and listening, and then all of a sudden, one by one, each one that was listening dropped off. And by the way, I see who's listening. Well, not who's listening. I can see how many of you are listening. So it's kind of creepy when you think about it, right? Yeah, sure is. But each one started dropping off one after another until there was no listening whatsoever. And then I checked one of my devices here, and because I always have one connected just so I know that the stream is working, and even that wasn't connected, so I knew that there was a problem with the live stream. But hey, that's okay, because we have fallbacks, right? We have two contingencies that actually record the show while we're doing it live, and then that's how it goes, gets distributed after the show is over. Well, I said, okay, we'll just do the show anyway. So for 2 hours, or nearly 2 hours, I sat here talking and teaching the study. And after the show came to an end, I went to go upload the audio. And guess what? Our contingencies failed as well. So there was no recording. So I kind of knew right off the bat that I shouldn't have been doing the show last night anyway. It was already too late. And I think that the Lord is letting me know, hey, no, not tonight. You're going to do it tomorrow. So after the show was over, Mr. Producer and I kind of pooled our ignorance together, and we tried to figure out the problem here. And we did a couple of test broadcasts across our stream. Everything seemed to be working, and everything seems to be working right now. We have a nice, healthy bunch of folks listening in. Thank you so much for spending your Friday evening with us. God bless you for it. And, God's going to have a very special reward for you in glory because you took time out of your Friday night to listen to us. So thank you for that, and praise the Lord for it. We're gonna actually do the show again that you guys didn't get to hear last night. And we're going to do our Thursday night Bible study on a Friday night. So I'm sure that's okay. I'm sure nobody minds. I hope not. And it'll be a blessing. Now, for the last 6 weeks, six Thursday nights anyway, we've been talking about some of the indicators of the last days. And one of the things we talked about was God's clock and his timetable for the events of the last days. And then we talked about the land and then who the land is dedicated to, who it belongs to, who God gave it to. And then we talked a little bit about anti-Semitism and how we've noticed that anti-Semitism is increasing in these last days. And, you know, it just goes along with exactly what the Lord Jesus Christ told us would be happening in the last days. And then we talked a little bit about the root of anti-Semitism, where it all started, where it all came from. And then after that, we talked about this present alignment of the nations in these last days. And we talked about just how significant it is. And then last week, we talked about the resurgence of Babylon and the rise of the Russian bear. Well, we've got one left, and I saved the best for last. But before we get into the Bible study tonight, I'm going to ask you to do just a couple of things for me. If you would, head on over to our website, swordofthespiritpodcast.com, swordofthespiritpodcast.com, and when you get over there, head over to our contact section, and why don't you send us over a message? Let us know whatever's on your heart, whatever's on your mind, any questions you might have, any comments, cares, concerns, or prayer requests. You know, I told you before, we are trying to rebuild our prayer list, and I've already gotten a few that we're going to be adding on, and Sunday afternoon on our Sermon Sunday broadcast, we'll be going through the prayer list again. So that's a blessing. I'm excited about that. But you could always send us those through the web form on our website, or if you don't like to use a web form, which is totally fine, I get it. I don't really like to use them all that much myself. You can always email me directly at info@swordofthespiritpodcast.com. Now, at the end of the show, we do go through some listener emails, and we have one today that we're going to go over that we got on, I think it was Monday, and it was a real blessing to get it, so we appreciate that, and we'll go into that later on. Now, also, while you're on the website, if you would you please look for the Support This Show button on our homepage? Now, this show is what we call a value for value show. And that is that if these podcasts have been a blessing to you in any way, if you've received any type of value from anything that we are doing here with the Sword of the Spirit podcast, and you would like to contribute to this work, to what we're doing, to this ministry, to what we're doing here for the Lord, you can do it in three ways. You can do it through your time, your talent, or your treasure. And so what does that mean? Basically, it means this. I like to use our producer, Claude, as an example of this, because he's a great example of it. Claude contributes his time and his talent. Claude is great at the tech stuff, where I'm not so great. Claude took over our website. He rebuilt it for us. He built the beautiful player that we have on our homepage, where a lot of you are probably listening right now. He's been working behind the scenes on a lot of stuff for us, for the show. We're building a network of our own that'll be hopefully launching very, very soon. We're also developing a project that we'll be doing together, the two of us, which will be a blessing, and it's going to be a lot of fun. And, he's working on promo videos, and he's doing all this stuff. And it's not only for us. He's doing it for other podcasts as well. So, we really do appreciate what he does, and he's contributing his time and his talent in that regard. Now, you could also contribute your treasure, which is if you'd like to make a financial contribution. And we'll get into all the details of that later on. But if, like I said, if these podcasts have been a blessing to you, if you've gotten any value from anything that we're doing here, we would really appreciate a contribution in either your time, your talent, your treasure, maybe all three, maybe two of the three. It doesn't matter. If you're getting value out of this, we would really appreciate you returning that through one of those three ways. And it's something that your contributions, like I always tell you, do go very, very far. We do an awful lot with them. And again, we'll talk more about that at the end of the show after we go through the Bible study tonight. Now, I always like to stop right here just for a few moments, and I just want to give thanks to the Lord Jesus Christ. 23 years ago, the Lord Jesus Christ saved me. I came to a point in my life where I realized that there is nothing that I can do in and of myself to get myself into heaven. No good work that I could do could ever put me in a position where I would get into heaven, where I would gain heaven. The only way that you are going to get into heaven is by putting your full faith, trust, and confidence in the shed blood of the Lord Jesus Christ. And I've told you this many, many times, and I'll continue to tell you until, you know, the day comes where I can't. You know, no good work will save you. The Bible says that it's not of works of righteousness which we have done. Not by works of righteousness which we have done at all. It's by grace through faith, and that's it. The Lord Jesus Christ died on a cross. He paid the penalty of your sin. All that he asks is that you put your full faith, trust, and confidence in his work, in his pure, righteous work. You know, folks, your church is not going to save you. It doesn't matter if you're a Baptist, a Pentecostal, a Presbyterian, a Catholic. It does not matter. Orthodox, whatever. It does not matter. Your church is not going to save you. Your denomination is not going to save you. Your baptism is not going to save you. There is nothing that can save you aside from the blood of the Lord Jesus Christ. Why don't you put your full faith, trust, and confidence in that? There is absolutely nothing in this world that I am holding on to that I would not happily surrender when the Lord Jesus Christ calls me. Nothing. And I'm asking you today that if you have not come to the point in your life where you've realized, if you have come to the point in your life where you've realized that the Lord, there's nothing you can do to save yourself, please call upon the name of the Lord Jesus Christ and be saved. Don't go to hell. Don't go to hell. Muhammad's not going to save you. Buddha's not going to save you. The 3 million Hindu gods are not going to save you. I mean, who even has time to look up all the 3 million Hindu gods? They're not going to save you. There is one name under heaven whereby man is saved, and that's the Lord Jesus Christ. Call upon the name of the Lord and be saved today. I also want to say thank you to the Lord for allowing me to have this opportunity, for this platform that he's given me. This is a tremendous blessing for me. I got saved through listening to a Bible study radio program on an AM station in New York City. And since that point, God has put it on my heart to do something like this. And I've tried it many times, all on my own strength, out of, you know, in the way when I wanted to do it. I wasn't waiting for the Lord, and nothing came of it. There was no traction whatsoever, and ended up quitting after 10 shows most of the time. And this is the fourth incarnation of this podcast. Different names over the years, but this is the fourth time I'm trying it. And, you know, they say the third time's a charm. Well, the fourth time's a charm. Because this is God's timing. I had no intention of doing this whatsoever. And then 2 years ago on Liberal Christmas, which is April 15th, which is coming up, tax day, you got it. On Liberal Christmas, I decided that it's time to do it again. And from that point on, the Lord has blessed it and blessed it and blessed it. And I am incredibly thankful for the opportunities that God has given me through this podcast. This podcast has been distributed all across this country. It's been distributed all across this beautiful plain on which we live. And this is a platform that I've been given to tell people about the Lord Jesus Christ. And that is a tremendous responsibility, and it's a tremendous blessing. And it's one that I am incredibly thankful for. I also want to say thank you to all of you who support us through your prayers. Thank you so very much for all of your prayers. God bless you for them. And please continue to pray for us. Please continue to pray for this ministry. Please continue to pray for my family. As a matter of fact, pray for my family right now. My sister's up in New York, and, you know, I don't know if you've heard, but earlier today there was a 4.8 earthquake in New York, which is extremely, extremely rare. And just a few minutes before showtime, she was texting me telling me that they're still feeling some aftershocks. And the last one that they just received was actually pretty strong for an aftershock. So please pray for my family up in New York as they're going through this. I spoke to my son as well. And, you know, even up in Pennsylvania where he lives, he caught a lot of it as well. And so again, please pray for my family. Also, please continue to pray for me as we as we're working through this. And just ask the Lord, if you're going to pray for me, please ask the Lord to give me guidance and give me clarity in my thinking when it comes to what we're doing with the Bible studies, where we're going with the show itself, and then, of course, with the network that Mr. Producer and I are working on. So please continue to pray for those things. And then also please pray for Mr. Producer himself. Again, he works really hard at a regular, everyday, 9-to-5 type job. And although he'll tell you otherwise, hours-wise, but he works a regular job. And then on the side, he's working with our podcast. He's working with the Firmamental podcast. And I don't even know how many other projects he's working on. And all of that stuff takes time away from his family and from the things, his obligations that he has to take care of, the things that are important to him as well. So please continue to pray for him and lift him up. Also want to say thank you again to all of you who've been supporting us financially from the get-go. Thank you so very much for your financial support. And again, your financial support really does help us and goes a very, very long way. And again, we'll talk more about that after the Bible study today. And of course, we also want to say thank you to all of our listeners, each and every one of you who have been listening in faithfully to everything we've been putting out. From the very beginning, there are some names that I've seen pop up on some of the platforms that we're on that you can leave comments and such. For example, on Good Pods, the Good Pods platform is designed for podcasts like ours, small independent podcasts. You know, we don't have a big budget. You know, we don't have corporate money behind us or anything like that. And I don't know if you've noticed, but we don't have ads on the show. We did for a little bit, but we got away from that. We are totally dependent on you, your support. We're dependent on the Lord for his support and for the Lord to drum up people to support us. So, you know, but you guys that have been sticking with us, like especially on Good Pods, which is, again, like the Goodreads for podcasts. It's a discovery platform for podcasts, and it's a great little thing that they have going there. And one of the beautiful things is that, you know, as folks listen, when they like the show or they listen to the show, you know, their usernames pop up, and I see the same folks all the time, and that means so much to me. Thank you. I really do appreciate you guys doing that, and it's so important as well, because the more folks that are listening, especially on platforms like that, you know, we are the number one podcast on 5 charts on the Good Pods platform, and that's huge. That is absolutely huge, because when folks go on those websites and they go onto the Good Pods app or platform or website, whatever it is, they see those charts. And if they're anything like me at all, they're going to get curious as to, you know, who's where and what are they talking about. And they'll listen. And they'll listen. And hopefully in listening, they'll get some truth. They'll get the truth of the gospel, because that's what I set out to do in every single podcast that I do. I do my dead level best to bring what the Bible says, not my opinion, not tradition or anything like that. I try my very best to bring you what the Bible says, because the Bible is our final authority in all matters of faith and practice. Remember the creed? So thank you so very much to every single one of you for listening in faithfully that you do. And thank you so much for sharing it. And please, folks, remember, don't forget, very important, wherever it is that you're listening to us, like, subscribe, and share it with your friends, your family, and your followers. That way, you'll help us spread the gospel of the Lord Jesus Christ. All right, folks, so we've gotten through all of that. Again, you know, we've restructured how we're doing the show, so some things that would normally be at this point, we've moved it to the after the Bible study. So what we're going to do here is we're going to take our first break, and that'll give you a chance to go get your King James Bible, grab yourself a cup of coffee, and then when we come back, we'll be getting into our Bible study for tonight on our Thursday night Bible study, the Friday edition, on the indicators of the last days. So don't forget, folks, like, subscribe, and share it with your friends, your family, and your followers. Help us spread the gospel of the Lord Jesus Christ, and we'll be back right after this. Don't go away.
You're listening to the Sword of the Spirit podcast on swordofthespiritpodcast.com and podhome.fm.
can't help but think about the Lord and all the things he's done. He meets my every need. You know he's been so good to me, and I can't help but praise the Lord for all he's done. For all he's done.
This book contains the mind of God, the state of man, the way of salvation, the doom of sinners, and the happiness of believers. Its doctrines are holy, its precepts are binding, its histories are true, and its decisions immutable. Read it to be wise, believe it to be safe, and practice it to be holy. It contains light to direct you, food to support you, and comfort to cheer you. It is the traveler's map, the pilgrim's staff, the pilot's compass, the soldier's sword, and the Christian's character. Christ is its subject, our good its design, and the glory of God its end. It should fill the memory, rule the heart, and guide the feet. Read it slowly, frequently, and prayerfully. It is given to you in life, will be open in the judgment, and be remembered forever. It involves the highest responsibility, rewards the greatest labor, and condemns all who trifle with its holy precepts. The King James Bible, God's holy book.
Well, amen, amen, and amen. Folks, welcome back to the Sword of the Spirit podcast. This is Joe Russiello. We're going to get started here in just a second. So if you would, grab your Bible and head on over to 2 Peter and chapter number 3. 2 Peter and chapter number 3. That's been our launching point as we've been going through this. So that's where we're going to start off again this evening. 2 Peter and chapter 3. And while you're getting there, I'm going to get my sip. Awesome. Absolutely awesome. Having the usual green tea with lime, ginger, and some raw honey. Absolutely delicious. And great for the throat, too. Oh, just fantastic. Just fantastic. All right. 2 Peter and chapter number 3, beginning in verse 1. This second epistle, beloved, I now write unto you, in both which I stir up your pure minds by way of remembrance, that ye may be mindful of the words which were spoken before by the holy prophets, and of the commandment of us the apostles of the Lord and Savior, knowing this first, that there shall come in the last days scoffers, walking after their own lusts, and saying, where is the promise of his coming? For since the fathers fell asleep, all things continue as they were from the beginning of the creation. Our Heavenly Father, we want to thank you for the preaching and the teaching of your holy word tonight. God, we thank you so much for each person that's listening. God, we pray that your word would go forth and it would go forth with power and authority. Father, we thank you for this wonderful study that you've blessed us with. God, we just pray that it would just fall on receptive hearts and ears. And Lord, we pray that if there's any tonight that's listening, Lord, that this would be a wonderful revelation to them, to the authority of the scriptures. And Father, we just pray that if there's any also listening tonight that's not saved, that doesn't know the Lord Jesus Christ, we pray, God, that you would use this lesson tonight to bring their attention to that matter and that they would settle it before the evening is out. Father, we thank you, we praise you, and we bless you in the precious name of our Savior, the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. All right, now, continuing on with this series, or actually what we're trying to do is we're trying to wrap it up. Where is the promise of his coming? So what we've been talking about are some of the indicators of the last days. We've covered God's numbering system. We've covered the alignment of the nations as they are presently. We've covered the physical restoration of Israel and God's promise to promises that are connected to that. The acceleration of anti-Semitism, the resurgence of Babylon, and the rise of the Russian bear. And like I said earlier, we've got one left. And I've saved the best for last. It's what I call the selfie generation. Now, we're really not going to do that specific tonight, but we're going to do that more next week. So this is kind of just a prelude to that. When you consider all of the things and the indicators are really ominous when you look at them, and they're actually overwhelming as you study them out. One of the prevailing questions that I'm often asked is very simply this. I just don't understand, preacher, why people don't get it. And, you know, I've seen a lot of frustration in a lot of Christians' lives over that very issue. I just don't understand why people don't get it. You try to explain it to them, and it's like talking to a brick wall. They don't understand it. All right? I'm going to show you why. 2 Thessalonians and chapter 2. 2 Thessalonians and chapter 2. I think it's absolutely critical for us to understand this because we really do live in unusual times. Now, in 2 Thessalonians in chapter 2, now the context here is the appearance of the Antichrist and the launching of the tribulation. But in verse 10 of 2 Thessalonians chapter 2, and with all deceivableness of unrighteousness in them that perish, because they received not the love of the truth, that they might be saved. And for this cause, God shall send them strong delusion, that they should believe a lie, that they all might be damned who believed not the truth, but had pleasure in unrighteousness. Now, really, this is an incredible verse when you ponder all the ramifications of it. Look at verse 11. God shall send them strong delusion. So the delusion comes from God. He's the one that actually trips some people up, fools them. I mean, look at it. It couldn't be more clear. Am I right? God shall send them strong delusion. All right, now, well, to who? To those who do not love the truth and refuse to receive it. Now, you know, people want to debate and argue, and I think I understand all the arguments about, you know, when this takes place. You know, is it pre-rapture? Is it post-rapture? But for our purposes tonight, it really doesn't matter. The fact of the matter is, God is capable and sometimes does send delusion to people. And there is no doubt about it today. There is no doubt about it that a lot of people today, before the rapture, are deluded. Now, our verification for that is that God's done it before. And so I want us to look, and you know, I could point you to lots of examples in the Bible, but for tonight, we're just going to look at three of them very quickly. All right, let's begin over in 1 Samuel and chapter 16. 1 Samuel chapter 16. God is actually responsible and accepts responsibility for people being deceived and deluded. Now, you know, don't misunderstand. God doesn't just arbitrarily run around and say, you know what, I don't like that guy, I'm going to delude him. It's not like that. It's not like that at all. But it's a result of their unwillingness to receive and accept the truth and love the truth. And as a result of that, God sometimes says, you know what? If you want to believe a lie that bad, I'll let you. Some people believe a lie. Some people will vote for a liberal no matter what. Isn't that right? I mean, you could overload them with the facts and you could overload them with information and it just doesn't matter. All right, now in 1 Samuel chapter 16, 1 Samuel chapter 16 and go to verse 14. But the Spirit of the Lord departed from Saul, and an evil spirit from the Lord troubled him. Where did this evil spirit come from? The Lord was responsible. He's the one that sent the evil spirit. Verse 15. And Saul's servants said unto him, Behold now, an evil spirit from God troubleth thee. I mean, even Saul's cabinet members, his closest friends and associates, you know, they understood what was going on. They could identify it. They said, this evil spirit came from the Lord and it's troubling, you know, old Saul and he's got problems. And of course, their remedy was what we just heard, all right? The next verse, isn't it? Verse 16, let our Lord now command thy servants, which are before thee, to seek out a man who is a cunning player on an harp, and it shall come to pass when the evil spirit from God is upon thee, that he shall play with his hand, and thou shalt be well. Well, you think about it. Certain kinds of music does have a psychologically soothing effect, doesn't it? And they knew that much, but they didn't know how to deal with the evil spirit. Well, what brought Saul, King Saul, to this horrible, wretched position in life, this conclusion where finally God said, I'm just going to send an evil spirit on this guy? Well, back in chapter 15, Saul's refusal to obey God in reference to the matter of the Amalekites. That's what it was. God told Saul, he goes, you go down and you destroy them. Well, Saul only partially obeyed that. And as you read the text, the reason he didn't completely obey God was for his own personal gain and for his own personal gratification. He was just basically satisfying his own selfishness. And so refusal to obey God is dangerous territory to be on. But that's not all. Look at chapter 15 and verse 17. Chapter 15 and verse 17. And Samuel said, now the prophet Samuel is kind of like summarizing the psychological profile of Paul here at this particular time. And he's giving him a spiritual assessment of where he is. And Samuel said, when thou wast little in thine own sight, wast thou not made the head of the tribes of Israel, and the Lord anointed thee king over Israel? And so Saul had a great inflated ego. When he got promoted to the White House, it absolutely went nuts. Sound familiar? Now, just so you know, I don't preach politics around here. I just point things out. That's all, okay? All right, so verse 23. For rebellion is as the sin of witchcraft, and stubbornness is as iniquity and idolatry. Because thou hast rejected the word of the Lord, he hath also rejected thee from being king. All right, so here's the summarization of it. Samuel said, you're in rebellion, and that's worse than witchcraft because you've rejected the Lord, you've rejected his words, and consequently, you're going to fall into this deep, awful slime pit of being deceived and being deluded, and God is just going to give you what you've ultimately asked for. Boy, that whole concept right there is one that would be very difficult for a liberal theologian to assimilate. I mean, holy moly, think about it. You mean to tell me that God would actually, well, look, I'm just showing you what the book says. I'm just showing you what the book says. All right, let's go to 1 Kings in chapter 22. 1 Kings in chapter 22. Now, in 1 Kings in 22, we run into our old buddy Ahab. Remember him? Now, Ahab is king over the northern tribes. See, because by this time, Israel is split. All right, there's a north and a south split. So, and the southern kingdom is more conservative than the northern kingdom. Kind of reminds you of America, doesn't it? And so the king of Judah, the southern kingdom, is a guy by the name of Jehoshaphat over in verse 2. And Ahab is the king of the northern tribes. And they're having this little parley here. They're in the first few verses, you know, a little powwow. And what's going on is Ahab is trying to sucker Jehoshaphat into an alliance or into an allegiance with him to defeat the Syrians. And Jehoshaphat says, you know, maybe we need a little more spiritual counsel about this thing. Can you provide some? And so Ahab says, sure, man, I've got 400 prophets sitting out there. And so they march the 400 prophets in across the stage, and they say, all right, you prophets, what do you think we ought to do? And they said, oh, yeah, yeah, go up against the Syrians. You'll win. You'll win. Well, evidently, Jehoshaphat's not, you know, he's not really super impressed. You know, all these guys are in the same costume, looking alike, talking alike, smelling alike, and there's just something really fishy about the whole deal. And so finally he says, isn't there anyone else around here that's got the word of the Lord? And so Ahab turns around and says, yeah, there's some old dusty prophet over here. His name is Micaiah, but I hate him. That's what the book says. That's what the book says. Verse 9, verse 8, rather. And the king of Israel said unto Jehoshaphat, there is yet one man, Micaiah, the son of Imlah, by whom we may inquire of the Lord, but I hate him, for he doth not prophesy good concerning me, but evil. Now, at this point, Jehoshaphat kind of gets a little sarcastic, all right? And this is divine sarcasm, and you know how much I love sarcasm. But this is divine sarcasm. And Jehoshaphat said, let not the king say so. Do you know how you and I would say that today? We would say something like, you don't say, really? So he said, old Micaiah, you know, he's one of those old, rotten, redneck conservatives. He never has anything good to say about me, and I don't like him. But if you want to hear him, we can march him in. So they end up sending a messenger after Micaiah. And the messenger catches up with him, and the messenger pleads with the prophet of God. And he says, please, please say something nice. Just for once, will you? Just please say something nice for once. Just cool it, man. And so Micaiah, you know, he comes in, and verse 15. So he came to the king, and the king said unto him, Micaiah, shall we go against Ramoth-Gilead to battle, or shall we forbear? And he answered him, go and prosper, for the Lord shall deliver it into the hand of the king. So in other words, Micaiah said, you want me to tell you what you want to hear? I'll do it. And the king said unto him, how many times shall I adjure thee that thou tell me nothing but that which is true in the name of the Lord? Basically, he said, you lying dog. I know you're messing with me now. I know you're messing with me, man. And he said, I saw all Israel. Now, what happens after Micaiah has a little fun at the king's expense, and you know, maybe there's nothing wrong with that. Maybe there's nothing wrong with that. Did you ever think about that? I'll move on. And he said, I saw all Israel scattered upon the hills as sheep that have not a shepherd. And the Lord said, these have no master. Let them return every man to his house in peace. And the king of Israel said unto Jehoshaphat, did I not tell thee that he would prophesy no good concerning me, but evil? Basically, he said, I told you, that rat. And he said, "Hear thou, therefore, the word of the Lord. I saw the Lord sitting on his throne." All right, now Micaiah is getting serious here. All right, he's coming right down to it. He's telling him how it really was. "And all the host of heaven standing by him on his right hand and on his left. And the Lord said, Who shall persuade Ahab that he may go up and fall at Ramoth-Gilead? And one said on this manner, and another said on that manner." So the Lord is actually holding a court in heaven. And he says, how are we going to persuade Ahab? Now, of course, the Lord knows what he was going to do all the time. You know, Lord always knows what he's going to do. But sometimes he allows other people input. "Come now and let us reason together, saith the Lord." Isn't that what the book says? So, you know, the Lord will listen to your input. And sometimes you might even accept it. Not often, folks, not often, but occasionally. All right, so the prophet says, here's what I'm watching. Verse 21. "And there came forth a spirit and stood before the Lord and said, I will persuade him. And the Lord said unto him, Wherewith? And he said, I will go forth and be a lying spirit in the mouth of all his prophets. And he said, Thou shalt persuade him and prevail. Go forth and do so. Now, therefore, behold, the Lord hath put a lying spirit in the mouth of all these thy prophets, and the Lord hath spoken evil concerning thee." So Micaiah says, basically, you see all these prophets? They're lying to you. Because God put a lying spirit in their mouths. Wow. Wow. Do you think that spirit's ever shown up at NBC, ABC, CBS, MSNBC, and maybe a few others? You think that lying spirit shows up periodically around America and around the world? Do you know why that is? And I'll tell you why that is. Because Ahab wanted to hear what Ahab wanted to hear. You know, heaping unto themselves teachers having itching ears, Paul said. That's the New Testament version of it. So, a lying spirit. There will always be the 400 around that'll tell you what you want to hear. Their incomes depend on it. And that's the bottom line. All right? Let me give you a third example. Ezekiel in chapter 14. Ezekiel chapter 14. People say, well, I just don't understand why so many people just don't get it. They just don't listen. You know, they just, you know. Well, I'm going to tell you why. Because when you reject the truth, well, it's like Dr. Ruckman said, light rejected becomes lightning. Light rejected becomes lightning. So don't reject the truth. Stay with the truth. Ye shall know the truth, and the truth shall make you free. Not set you free, make you free. When a thing is made, it's line upon line, precept upon precept. It's the most misquoted verse in the Bible. Oh, you shall know the truth, and the truth shall set you free. Well, don't say that. And isn't there a huge difference between set and make? Think about it. You know, if you have a bird in a cage and you take him outside and you can take him outside and you can set him free. But when you make a thing, I mean, did you ever make a house? It's a tedious process, isn't it? You know, it's one little thing at a time. You know, I didn't make a house, but I had a house renovated. I had a studio renovated. It's a tedious process. You know, it's one little thing at a time, one little piece at a time. All right, now in Ezekiel chapter 14 and verse 1. Ezekiel 14 and verse 1. "Then came certain of the elders of Israel unto me and sat before me." All right, so they're coming to the prophet Ezekiel. So you've got the hierarchy of the political and the religious realm of Israel, and they're coming down to have a discussion with Ezekiel the prophet. "And the word of the Lord came unto me, saying," now all of a sudden it changes. God is speaking to and through his prophet Ezekiel. "Son of man, these men have set up their idols in their heart and put a stumbling block of their iniquity before their face. Should I be inquired of them at all? So God's instructing Ezekiel. So he says, heads up. He says, heads up. This is what you're getting into. You see these dudes right here? I'm going to tell you something about them. They've set up idols in their heart. You know, God really desperately frowns on idolatry. And, you know, in reality, he's got more to say about the sin of idolatry than any other sin in the Bible. All right. Now, idolatry doesn't only have to be statues of wood and stone. There's all kinds of idolatry out there. Verse 4, therefore speak unto them and say unto them, thus saith the Lord God, every man of the house of Israel that setteth up his idols in his heart and putteth a stumbling block of his iniquity before his face and cometh to the prophet, I, the Lord, will answer him that cometh according to the multitude of his idols. All right, are you getting that? I will answer him according to the multitude of his idols. I'll tell you what you want to hear. If you're going to persist in the engaging of the idolatry of your heart, now just notice, it's a heart issue. It's not just something that's hanging on a wall. It's a heart issue. And so God says, if that's what you're going to persist in, I can accommodate that. Verse 5, that I may take the house of Israel in their own heart, because they are all estranged from me through their idols. Therefore, say unto the house of Israel, thus saith the Lord God, repent and turn yourselves from your idols and turn away your faces from all your abominations. For every one of the house of Israel or of the stranger that sojourneth in Israel, which separateth himself from me and setteth up his idols in his heart and putteth the stumbling block of his iniquity before his face and cometh to a prophet to inquire of him concerning me, I, the Lord, will answer him by myself. And I will set my face against that man, and I will make him a sign and a proverb, and I will cut him off from the midst of my people, and ye shall know that I am the Lord. And if the prophet be deceived when he hath spoken a thing, I, the Lord, have deceived that prophet, and I will stretch out my hand upon him and will destroy him from the midst of my people Israel. Do you suppose there are any prophets in America today that the Lord's deceived? You know, you just watch religious television for a while. You know, there's some guys that are pretty good, and then there are some that are obviously deceived from some source. And if you don't have a spirit of discernment to tell the difference, then you need to get in the book, and you need to get it. You know, I certainly am not in condemnation of them all, but. You know, some of them are clearly and obviously deceived. And, you know, the most common idolatry in America, the most common idolatry that God is absolutely opposed to, not only in this text, but in others, is the idolatry of worshiping self. The selfie generation. The most common idolatry in America and probably the world is the worship of oneself. You know how it is. It's look at me, watch me. You know, look at what I can do. You know, you look at things like TikTok, right, and Instagram, and you look at all these influencers, they call them, right, and these content creators. You know, look at me, watch, look what I do, look what I can do. And you know something that really starts at a very early age. You know, we've programmed our kids into thinking that the whole universe revolves around them. Now, of course, you know, probably like some of you, I grew up in an entirely different generation and an entirely different way of thinking. You know, but we've conditioned our children. You know, when I was a kid growing up, it was kind of still the idea that children should be seen and not heard. You know, that really was the kind of attitude that was out there, especially with my grandfather. My grandfather was very big on that. But man, has that reversed. You know, I've made many visits in homes where we're just supposed to sit around and just be in absolute amazement and wonder of all the little tricks and all the little words that Junior says. You know, I've spoken to young married couples where mom or dad or both just elevate their child above anything and everything, including each other. It's just baffling. It's absolutely baffling. But that creates a mindset, tragically and unfortunately, where these kids grow up thinking, well, shouldn't everyone be impressed? You know, I'm so impressed with myself. Shouldn't everyone else be impressed? It's the selfie generation. And God calls it idolatry. And he said, I'll send a spirit of deception and delusion to people that can't shake that and that want to cling to that and that desperately want to believe that. And then you have the idol of false religions. You know, what do you want to hear? You can hear anything you can hear anything you want to hear if you search around. You know, you can hear that water can save you. Amen? But it can't. All you have to do is get baptized. Water can't save you. It'll get you wet for sure, but it can't save you. You know, you can hear that confession to a priest will take care of everything, but it won't. It won't. You know, you can hear that your church is the only one. You know, unless you're a member of this church, a baptized member of this church, you're going to hell. Well, here's the bad news. There's probably baptized members of my church that are going to hell. There's probably baptized folks listening right now that are going to hell. I don't want them to. They don't have to. But they probably are. So, you know, you can hear about anything that you want to hear. So, in conclusion, let's go over to John chapter 12. John chapter 12. The selfie generation. Now, I know this wasn't a very long message tonight, a very long Bible study tonight, but we're going to take a look at the selfie generation. We're going to take a long look at the selfie generation next week, and we're going to try to examine some of the consequences and ramifications of it. You know, this know also that in the last days, perilous times shall come. And then it goes on to say that, you know, men shall be lovers of their own selves, lovers of their own selves. So in some ways, more than God's numbering system or the alignment of the nations, the physical restoration of Israel, the acceleration of anti-Semitism, the resurgence of Babylon, or even the rise of the Russian bear, this may be the most telltale indicator of all, because it's one that you and I see every single day. You know, and tragically, you know, it has a way. It's so insidious. It's like a malignant, invisible cancer. It invades the church and the believer just like it does the world. And it's something that you have to be on guard against all the time. For in John chapter 12 and verse 37. But though he had done so many miracles before them, yet they believed not on him. You know, people say, well, if we could just see some miracles. Guess what? Jesus, has there ever been a better miracle worker than Jesus? But all the miracles that Jesus did didn't convince everyone that the saying of Isaiah the prophet might be fulfilled, which he spake, Lord, who hath believed our report? And to whom hath the arm of the Lord been revealed? Therefore they could not believe, because that Isaiah said again, he hath blinded their eyes and hardened their heart, that they should not see with their eyes, nor understand with their heart, and be converted, and I should heal them. These things said Isaiah when he saw his glory and spake of him. Now, this passage right here has led some of the Calvinists down the wrong road. You know, they've arrived at the conclusion, you know, you see, there, look, some people just can't believe no matter what. They're condemned, and that's all there is to it. They're not elected. They're not foreordained. They're not predestinated to be part of the body of Christ. But those folks fail to read the next verse, verse 42. Nevertheless, among the chief rulers also, many believed on him. Some did believe. Many believed. But because of the Pharisees, they did not confess him, lest they should be put out of the synagogue. Hierarchy in human society sure plays a big part in people's lives, don't it? Ooh, we'll be put out of the synagogue. Ooh, that's a bad deal. Can't tolerate that. But we do believe in him. That's like a lot of folks that I meet and have met over the years. Yeah, preacher, you know, I believe in the Lord. Well, okay. Well, what are you doing for him? Are you willing to take any abuse for him? Are you willing to suffer any ridicule for him? That's this crowd right here. Well, you know, let's not get radical now. Let's, you know, yeah, I believe in being a silent witness, whatever that is. Deception from God. America right now is operating under a cloud of deception and delusion. Now, you have the wonderful opportunity and occasion because you have the Word of God to escape that delusion. You don't have to be deceived. You can operate in the light. You can walk in the truth. And you know something? That's why we do the kind of teaching we do around here with this podcast, because we want you to have just that. We want you to have the truth. And, you know, the more you know the truth, the more it will make you free. Heavenly Father, we thank you for tonight. We thank you for the message. Lord, we thank you for the study. We ask you, God, to please continue to bless the preaching and teaching of your holy word tonight. God, I pray that this message was well received by the folks listening, whether it's live or later on as the podcast. And God, I just pray that if there's anyone listening that's not saved, that's trapped in this life, in this world of idolatry, God, I pray that you would draw them out of it and that they would be saved. And we'll thank you for it. In the precious name of the Lord Jesus, we do pray. Amen, amen, and amen. All right, folks, we're going to take our last break of the night here. And then when we come back from that, we'll get into some, just a couple of announcements and some of our shout outs. And we have a birthday that we're going to announce. Finally, we have a birthday we're going to announce. And like I told you, I've been wanting to play this birthday song for a while, but we got one, and we appreciate that. And we'll be back with all of that right after this. Stay with us.
The Bible says my king is the king of the Jews. He's the king of Israel. He's the king of righteousness. He's the king of the ages. He's the king of heaven. He's the king of glory. He's the king of kings. And he's the Lord of lords. That's my king. I wonder, do you know him? My king is a sovereign king. No means of measure can define his limitless love. He's enduringly strong. He's entirely sincere. He's eternally steadfast. He's immortally graceful. He's imperially powerful. He's impartially merciful. Do you know him? He's the greatest phenomenon that has ever crossed the horizon of this world. He's God's son. He's a sinner's savior. He's the centerpiece of civilization. He's unparalleled. He's unprecedented. He is the loftiest idea in literature. He's the highest personality in philosophy. He's the fundamental doctrine of true theology. He's the only one qualified to be an all-sufficient savior. I wonder if you know him today. He supplies strength for the weak. He's available for the tempted and the tried. He sympathizes and he saves. He strengthens and sustains. He guards and he guides. He heals the sick. He cleanses the lepers. He forgives sinners. He discharges debtors. He delivers the captive. He defends the feeble. He blesses the young. He serves the unfortunate. He regards the aged. He rewards the diligent. And he purifies the meek. I wonder if you know him. He's a key to knowledge. He's a wellspring of wisdom. He's a doorway to
This is Barry of Pothome.fm and the Improving Barry podcast. You're listening to the Sword of the Spirit podcast on swordofthespiritpodcast.com and Pothome.fm.
Of ages cleft for me, let me hide myself in thee, rock of ages cleft for me, let me hide myself in thee.
Welcome back to the Sword of the Spirit podcast, folks. This is Joe Russiello. And wow, you know, I just want to say thank you to everybody that's listening. I mean, our numbers right now are just really good for a Friday night, especially for a last minute kind of, you know, redo of our Thursday night show. But it's a blessing to be here with you guys. Thank you so much for spending your Friday evening with us. And I know we're going to, as much fun as a Thursday night, but you know what? I'm having a great time, and I hope you are too. Now, what I'd like you to do is, if you could, shoot me an email. Let me know if you like the new layout and format that we're doing with the show. Just kind of running through the entire message, the entire study, no break, and then a little break at the end, and then going into the announcements and all the other fun stuff that we do. Now, going forward at this point, we're kind of in uncharted territory here. You know, this is maybe the second time, I think, that we're doing it this way. And we'll definitely get better at it in this transition. But with all of that, how about we get to some of our announcements? So this is our Thursday night Bible study, and doing it on a Friday. Thursday night Bible study is usually at 7 p.m. Central Time, 8 p.m. Eastern Time. For the last 6 weeks, we've been talking about the indicators of the last days. And this was part seven. We have one more part to go. We've been talking tonight about the selfie generation, and we'll continue that in more detail next Thursday evening, Lord willing. We also have our Sermon Sunday broadcast every Sunday afternoon at 5 p.m. Central Time, 6 p.m. Eastern Time. And you might be asking, where can you hear it? Well, if you're listening on our website right now, that's one place you can hear it. You could also hear it on many of the new modern podcasting apps that are out there, like Fountain and Podcast Guru and True Fans and several others. So there's plenty of places to go listen to it live. And then, of course, you know, we distribute out after the show is over to all of the platforms that we're on. And, you know, just a little reminder, you know, we are not on Spotify, iTunes. Correction. We're still on Apple. But we're not on Spotify, iHeart, or TuneIn anymore. We've kind of departed from those legacy podcast platforms, and we're sticking with the small guys, the new guys on the block, and it's been a blessing, and I've been loving the interaction. I feel like since we've been doing that, we've been having more interactions from our listeners. We've been having definitely have seen an uptick in the contributions, which we are so appreciative of right now and so thankful for. I think it's been a good move and good transition for us. So Thursday night Bible study, 7 p.m. Central. Sermon Sunday broadcast, 5 p.m. Central, right here on sortofthespiritpodcast.com and hosted by podhome.fm. All right, now, folks, if you are here in the Eagle Pass area or close by and you're looking for a good King James Bible-believing and Bible-teaching church, why don't you consider paying us a visit over at First Baptist Church of Eagle Pass? We meet at 664 North Monroe. Our Sunday school hour starts at 10 a.m. Our worship service begins at 11 a.m. Our Sunday evening service is at 6 p.m., and our Wednesday night Bible study is at 7 p.m. Now, for more information, all you need to do is head over to Facebook and search for First Baptist Church of Eagle Pass. It's only one, so you'll find it pretty quick. And once you get there, you're going to find a lot of really, really helpful information, and you'll also find episodes of the podcast. And, you know, again, we're very thankful and appreciative of the folks at First Baptist Church for allowing us to use the church's Facebook page to promote the show. It's a blessing, and it's something that we really do appreciate because, as you know, we may have some social media presence, but one of the things we are not on is Facebook. And so it's been a blessing that the church has allowed us to use it. We also want to say thank you to our pastor and our great friend, John Monk, for all of his support, his encouragement, his prayers, and his enthusiasm about the podcast and all the places that in this wonderful, beautiful plane that we have been able to reach. And it's a real blessing, and to have him as my pastor and to have him as my friend. And so again, thank you to Pastor Monk for all of that. Now, you can head on over to our website, swordofthespiritpodcast.com, and you'll see a link there to the programming announcements. Now, basically what that is, it's an email list that we keep, and we don't sell it, we don't share it, we don't do anything with it except use it to send out notifications about the show. Things like schedules. If we had to reschedule a show, we have to cancel the show, or if we have a guest, a special guest, or anything like that. It's the best way for us to reach out to you. Now, if the link on the website's still not working, I know that we've been having a problem with the code for it to get it to work, but you could always email me or Mr. Producer. You can get me at info@swordofthespiritpodcast.com, or you can get Mr. Producer at producer@swordofthespiritpodcast.com, and we will happily add you to the mailing list. So head on over to the list. Look, it's free. That means it doesn't cost you anything. So just sign up for it. Get the email announcements. It's really the best way for us to reach you in the course of a week. Because remember, we broadcast a show on Sunday and on Thursday. So in between Sunday and Thursday, there's a lot of time. And things happen. Things come up. Like this week, we had a delayed start yesterday. And then we moved the show to today. So all of that went out in the email. And if you didn't get the email, you weren't on the list, you didn't know about it. You missed it. All right? So head on over to the website. If it's not there, just email us and we'll add you to the list. All right. I want to talk to you a little bit about one of our partners here, and this is the War Tribe Armory. The War Tribe Armory is located here in Eagle Pass at 3037 US 57. If you are in the market for a custom build, or if you're just looking for some just gun sales and magazines, holsters, trade-ins, or if you need Cerakoting, engraving, cleaning, stippling, restoration, refinishing, repairs, War Tribe Armory is the place to go for it. All right, they're even an FFL holder, so they can handle all of your FFL transfers. So basically, that means if you buy a weapon online, it goes to War Tribe, and then you go pick it up from there. So it's a great little local business, and they're a bunch of great guys. They're veterans. It's a veteran owned and operated establishment. So head on over there, show them your support, especially if you're here in the Eagle Pass area. It's always great to support a local business. All right. Now you can find them on their social medias on Instagram at wartribe.armory. You can find them on Facebook at War Tribe Armory, or you can email them at wartribearmory1133@gmail.com. And, they have a regular business schedule, Monday to Friday and Saturdays. If you're looking to come out on the weekend, they do it by appointment only. So please make sure you contact them ahead of time. All right. Also want to tell you about Armory One. Armory One provides license to carry certification and leverages over 30 years of military and law enforcement experience in instructing students in the safe use of firearms. Armory One also offers numerous courses on self-defense with a handgun, active shooter preparedness, home defense, and much more. Head on over to their website, armoryone.com, and get more information on that. Now, a couple of weeks ago, we hosted at the ranch. We had a license to carry class on Saturday and a Sunday. It's great, great time out with everybody. We had a fantastic turnout. I was out there with everybody. It was a blessing to see everybody. And Carl, the owner and the lead instructor in the business, does a fantastic job in presenting the information that's necessary and needed for it, and extremely knowledgeable and makes it a lot of fun. So, also likes to use a lot of real world examples of applications of the law regarding license to carry. So you're going to learn a lot. So as classes come up, I think we're doing a class again at the ranch and sometime in May. You're more than welcome to look into that. As the registration period opens up for it, I will let you guys know and get you the information on how to go about registering for the class. So look forward to that, and hopefully we'll see you out there. All right, our socials. Like I mentioned before, we're now on Instagram as well. So we're on Twitter, TikTok, Getter, Truth Social, Instagram at the SOTS Podcast. Also, we have our Rumble channel, which you can get on, which has been good. Rumble's been increasing in our listeners on there, and that's a blessing. I know it's a video channel platform, and I really have no intention of doing video cast because I'm a purist when it comes to podcasts, and I just rather do this. Besides, I have a face for radio, not video. Rumble. It's been good. We've been updating that more frequently, and it's been really, really, really good. So head on over to Rumble, check us out there, and on Locals. We're on Locals as well. You can find us there, which is also a video platform mostly, but we upload the audio there as well. Now, Locals, a lot of people think Locals is a behind a paywall. That's not necessarily the case. A lot of the content creators are behind paywalls. I personally believe that the Word of God should not be behind a paywall, so we don't do that. But we do request that if you are receiving anything from the show, any kind of value for it, that you would make a contribution to it. All right. Well, I have been looking forward to this for a couple of weeks now. I've been mentioning it that we would want to do the birthday song, and we have an opportunity now here to do that. So one of our new listeners, Jasmine, is celebrating her 27th birthday today. And so we just want to say on behalf of the Sword of the Spirit podcast and myself and the Sword of the Spirit podcast family, Jasmine, we'd like to wish you a very happy birthday. Amen. Happy birthday, Jasmine. And again, once again, on behalf of myself, the Sword of the Spirit podcast, and the Sword of the Spirit podcast family, God bless you. And again, a very happy 27th birthday. All right. So how about we get to some shout-outs and some emails? All right. Now, we do get a few emails here and there from listeners. Some of them are really nice and a blessing to read, like the one we're going to read today. Some of them are a little bit weird, like one we got last week, one particular one we got last week. And you know, of course, we get our criticisms here or there. But whenever we get something like this, this is a real blessing. Now, Melissa S. is a new listener, and she sent us this message. She says, "This is the first time I've ever sent a comment to a podcast. I've just recently started listening to yours. I finished yesterday's." We got this on Monday, so that she's talking about the Palm Sunday message. So I finished yesterday's this morning. Honestly, since I've been listening, a lot of things have started to make sense, like things I go through on a daily basis, how I see people or try to understand them. I appreciate your ministry, and I'll be praying for you. I'll also be sending a small contribution very, very soon. Melissa S. Well, Melissa, thank you so much for your email. I really do appreciate that. It's always an encouragement to get it. So please, you know, feel free to email anytime. Any questions or comments you might have, if you have any prayer requests that you need added to our prayer list, please don't hesitate to send them on over. It would be a privilege to pray. And, you know, Melissa also came through talking about our contributions. It's a good little segue into that. Melissa came through with a $20 contribution this week. So thank you so very much for your contribution, Melissa, and God bless you for it. Now, if you would like to get a shout-out for a contribution that you've made, we recommend that a minimum contribution or a minimum donation for the amount of $16.11 will get you a shout-out. Remember, folks, we are a value-for-value podcast, and that very simply means that if you find some value in what we're doing here and you would like to contribute or show your appreciation for that, you can return that value through your time, your talent, or your treasure. So if you are a graphic designer and you want to do some cover art for us or chapter art for us, hey, we would appreciate that. We really would. If you have an inclination to record intros and promos and things of the such, hey, by all means, record something to us, send it over to us. It should be an MP3. As a matter of fact, in the first break, you heard a young lady do a promo for us, and we appreciate that. And you know, once we got it, we produced it, we put it up there. It was great, and we appreciate that. And so, if you'd like something like that, please, by all means, make a recording, send it over to us. You can make sure it's an MP3. This way, we can use it. Otherwise, we have to go through the whole process of converting it, and it just takes up a lot of time to do. So again, so we could do that. Or if you'd like to donate or contribute your treasure, you can do that in any amount whatsoever. You can do a recurring contribution, which is so important to us because we depend on those to meet all of our obligations and in keeping the thing going. So you could do that through PayPal, or you could do through Satoshis, Sats. You could do it through Bitcoin. You know, any way that you feel that you can contribute, we would greatly appreciate. But if you want that shout out, your contribution has to be a minimum of $16.11. All right, 1611, King James Bible. All right. Now, I just want to also mention the modern podcast apps. We are on, like I said before, we are not streaming on Spotify, iHeart, or TuneIn anymore. We're focusing more on the modern podcast apps. And some of the apps that I use on a regular basis are like Fountain FM, TrueFans.fm, Podcast Guru, apps like that, which are just phenomenal platforms and really nice to use, easy to use. And one of the nice things about it also is that you can connect your crypto wallet to it, and you could set up where you are contributing, like streaming as the show is going, like every minute or so of playtime, you would contribute whatever the amount is that you set up in your wallet to do that. And that's a blessing. We have a lot of that, and I can't go through those through that whole list of all of those sats that we get, but we do appreciate it, and we're thankful for it, and thank you to every single one of you who has contributed in that way. We do have a couple of contributions that came in that were below the 1611, and you know, we don't call them out by name for that. That's for anonymity. And but we appreciate it, and we're thankful. Every penny helps. You know, we have to cover our expenses here. We have to cover, you know, the platforms that the software rather that we use, and the website, and we have to pay. You know, we have to pay for the feed that we use, the stream that we have, and also more important than all of that, the contributions that you send go to purchasing Bibles for folks that need a Bible. Perhaps you're listening, you don't have a King James Bible and you can't afford one. You can let me know. Shoot me an email, info@swordofthespiritpodcast.com, and I would happily send one out to you. No charge to you whatsoever. That's our gift to you. If you're listening to the podcast and you've gotten saved as a result of this ministry, hey, let me know. Let me know. I would love to rejoice with you. The SOTS podcast family would love to rejoice with you, and we'll send you a Bible as a gift. But we can't do that without your support. So we really do need you to help us out with this. And also, don't forget, you know, we're recovering here from some pretty extensive storm damage, and you know, the studio's almost back up and running. We're getting there. We're getting closer. There's just a few more things that we need to do, but there's been an issue with the insurance, and the insurance, it's not the insurance that I carry on the property. It's the insurance from the contractor, because this was the damage that occurred at this point was due to contractor the contractor's fault, and apparently their insurance we're having a problem with. So so a lot of the expenses are right now coming out of my pocket and out of the pocket of the show, and we're trying to keep things moving along here so we can meet the obligations that we have. So any contributions that you make is greatly appreciated, and all of your contributions right now are going towards the complete repairs. So whatever you can send in this value for value system, we would greatly appreciate that. All right. Well, and you know, when it comes down to the the crypto wallets, listen, I'm an old guy. I figured out how to do the crypto wallet. You can too. It's not hard. It really just takes a few moments of your time to set one up, and it's a nice little thing to do, especially with these modern podcasting apps. Now, if you want to find a list of all the modern podcast apps that I'm talking about, you can head over to modernpodcastapps.com or podcastindex.org. And you can find all of those new modern podcasting 2.0 apps available to you on that site. So check them out. Check them out. Give them a try. You're going to like them. I will admit I was a little skeptical at first, but you know what? I love them. They're great. User interface is great. They look nice. They run well, smooth, clean. And I think you'll really, really, really appreciate it. All right. Well, folks, that will bring us to that point of the evening. Folks, I want to say thank you so much for spending Friday night with us. It's been a blessing to be here with you. When you have a chance, head on over to our website, swordofthespiritpodcast.com. Click on that contact section and send us over any questions, comments, cares, concerns, prayer, whatever it is that's on your heart or mind. Send them on over to us. We want to hear about it. Also, if you could, look for that Support This Show tab. And if you can help us out with a donation in any amount, we would greatly appreciate it. Folks, make Bible study great again. Go podcasting, keep a steady stride, and win the lost, no matter the cost. God bless you. Take care.
That's about it, really.